We'll take a look at the gospel as a meditation on how hard our hearts can get. But let's look at Peter's speech. This is Peter's Pentecost speech. On this Monday of the octave of Easter, you see, and he's going to proclaim the resurrection. Because Jesus rising from the dead is the source of the Holy Spirit. His transformed humanity is the very source. It says here, you see, that he rose from the dead, and that's explaining what you see. What do you see? You see all these people praising God, proclaiming God's wonders, and everybody understanding them in all sorts of languages. That's what you see. What's the reason for it? Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. That's the reason. And so, you who are children of Israel, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God with mighty deeds, wonders, and signs, which God worked through him in your midst, as you know. This man, delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him. But God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it. Why? Because that's God's plan. How do you know that? What did David sing in Psalm 16? Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you. You're everything. You're my Lord. You're my allotted portion. This is the whole meaning of my existence. Who's praying this? Jesus. There's a prophet moved by the Holy Spirit who is praying these words that are much more true and will be much more true of Jesus than anybody else. You see. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night, my heart exhorts me. Just think of that. How many times at night do you think Jesus woke up and started to praise the Father? Or left the house and went and prayed? I set the Lord ever before me, with him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. Therefore, my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body, too, abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, or would you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption? That's prophecy. That's prophecy. And Peter, enlightened that day by the Holy Spirit, saw what that text was talking about. And that's why he quotes it and says, you see, now, brethren, look, David died. The author of this psalm, the traditional author of this psalm, David. Well, he's a prophet. He can't be wrong. This is the word of God. Ah, don't you see? He is praying in the name of the Christ. He is praying. You will not see, because Jesus will not see corruption. Neither will we. Ultimately, we will rise from the dead in our bodies to be with him forever. And so, the church wants us to get that straight. The prophecy of the resurrection is throughout the scriptures, but you got to look for it. Even that text, let us go, let us return to the Lord. He has wounded us, but he will raise us on the third day, in Hosea 6, right? That's the whole people of Israel. Yes! But all Israel rose in Jesus and will be completed when God comes to end history. So then we have the story of the women in Matthew. They ran to tell the news and Jesus met them. Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers. See what's happened? They're not disciples anymore. The fruit of the resurrection, they're brothers. He said in Psalm 22, I will tell your name to my brothers. Every time we gather to praise him, and especially every time we come to celebrate Mass, that prophecy is fulfilled right here in our midst. Jesus is standing here telling the Father's name to us, his brothers, his brethren. He stands here telling us. He proclaims the fidelity of the Father. And he feeds us on his body and blood. That's why he says, don't be afraid. Just go tell my brothers. See, I will proclaim your name to my brothers. They're my brothers now, you see. So go tell them, my brothers. That means they're the brothers of God. Jesus is the living Son of God. That's pretty exciting, isn't it? Go to Galilee, the land with much less persecution, you know, not the city of Jerusalem, the city of conflict, and they'll see me up there. So they all go, and you know what happens. We'll have it one of these readings. All authority is given to me in heaven and on earth. And I say now, go out and preach, teach the whole world what I've taught you and baptize the whole world. Baptize the whole world. Then we have this pitiful. Well, let's try to cover this up. Money. That'll do it. Money. So these poor guys, and you can see how dumb this is. You know, we were asleep, but we can tell you exactly what happened. His disciples came and stole the body. Now, we were asleep, but we can tell you. You have to want to believe falsehood. But that's what happens, doesn't it? When our hearts get perverted, we want to believe falsehood. We want to believe. So, this is the way the church begins this octave, with prophecy. You see? And with the Lord's promise, I'll meet you. I'll be with you. And then when we get to there, you'll see that prophecy. Behold, I am with you until the end of the world.